Jim sat at the workstation in his dusty little computer repair shop in Rochester, New York. It was a cloudy day in early spring. The air still had a bite to it, but after the intense lake-effect snow of the winter, it was a welcome change. Rather than computers, Jim's workstation was piled high with cell phones. Half of them had broken screens, and the other half he'd already fixed. When Jim had opened his shop 4 years ago, he'd made a decent living. But then the computers had gradually stopped coming in. Laptops these days weren't made to be repaired. The internal components were often soldered together, making the only solution to simply buy another one. That had hit Jim's business hard. Now, he was barely hanging on to the shop by repairing cell phone screens. And he hated doing it. Growing frustrated with one of the phone screens, Jim groaned and shoved the whole mess away from him. The bells on the front door jangled as the glass door swung open. Jim looked up. It was his friend Rob, barely holding onto a tray of coffees and a large paper bag of bagels.
"Ready for some coffee?" said his friend Rob.
"You got four? Are you crazy?"
"I need the boost this morning. I've got an interview at that mattress store over on Monroe."
"Plushtown Mattresses?" Rob nodded.
"They're looking for managers."
He settled down into a beat-up armchair as he handed Jim one of the coffees. He took the lid off another and began gulping it down. At the same time, he began digging into the bag of bagels. Jim took a small sip of his coffee, black, just the way he liked it.
"You're really going to drink three large cups. Remember what happened last time?"
"Yeah, I talked my head off and sounded like a lunatic. But this time, I've got a plan."
Rob took another large gulp.
"And what's that?" "I'm not going to talk my head off," said Rob, dead serious.
Jim raised an eyebrow, but said nothing. He'd learned over the years not to try too hard to steer his friend on the right path. Rob had a long history of botching interviews, getting fired, getting laid off, and getting evicted from his apartment. He was a good guy, but he just couldn't always keep it together. He was big, at least 6'4", and about 280. He kept his weight up by devouring plain bagels at all hours of the day.
"You still working on those cell phones?" said Rob, his mouth full of bagel.
"Aren't I always?"
"I don't know why you never take my advice and start repairing other things. You know, high-end watches and stuff like that. There's good money."
"No one around here has a high-end watch," said Jim, cutting him off. "And besides, I'm good with my hands, but you have to train for years to be a watchmaker."
"But..."
Rob had a tendency to go on, and Jim wasn't in the mood for it this morning. He'd known Rob since they were both kids, and he couldn't very well throw him out of his store.
"I'm going to go get some air," muttered Jim, standing up and moving through the store.
"How's the wife, anyway?"
called out Rob as he flicked on the TV. Jim didn't answer. He heard the sound of the news announcers, groaned again, and pushed open the back door that led to the back alley. Jim let the metal door slam heavily behind him. A couple shops shared the same back alley where two overfilled dumpsters sat. Jim glanced up at the sky as if to check to see if it was still gray and reached for his phone. No messages, no texts. He and his wife Allie were going through a rough patch. They'd had an argument about 2 weeks ago. It had somehow started with the sponges in their apartment, and eventually it had grown to encompass everything. The last thing Jim remembered her screaming at him was, "And you don't even like computers. It's time to let the shop go." Then she'd gone to her mother's house in Pittsburgh, and he'd barely heard from her since. It was true. He didn't like computers or repairing phones. He was good with his hands and knew how to do the work.